It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And while you're over at the website, go ahead and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get all the first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts, our most recent op-eds. And at this point, go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. We're trying to figure out this whole social media thing. I'm thrilled to have in studio with me Chris Cantwell. He is with Trans World Business Advisors. He is one of the most positive people that I know. You are a person that helps people buy and sell their hopes and their dreams.
Absolutely. Good morning, Kim. You know, I work in the world of entrepreneurship. What could be better than that?
That's for sure. I am a little shocked at the assault on entrepreneurship right now. Chris Cantwell, what are you seeing?
You know, yeah, it's frustrating and it's sad. And, you know, if you actually think about it, while the thought is to go after businesses and force them to decide what products and services they're going to provide and force them in terms of what they need to pay their employees, whether it's wages and benefits and all these other stipulations. But at the end of the day, it hurts the consumer the most. And I think that's what's forgotten with all the intent to harm business owners because they're greedy, awful, wealthy people, which is not quite the case.
We know that their margins are pretty slim. And really to make businesses go, entrepreneurs normally make sure they pay their employees first. I just saw something on Twitter this morning. It was one of our restaurants here in Colorado that they were closed down because they had four tables that didn't have the proper airflow. And when we talk about consumers being affected, Chris, when we see so many restaurants that are being assaulted, it will ultimately take away our choices to get together with our friends and our family and go out and have a nice evening. People don't realize this. And I'm super troubled about this. I feel that people's eyes are being opened up at what is happening with this overreaching government, but I am super concerned about it.
Yeah, it's scary. And the flip side of that is that the Restaurant Association employs so many people, and they're the largest population that's on unemployment right now are all these restaurant workers. And, you know, now government can go in and control all those people. Just how great is that?
It's not.
Yeah, I know. I like the idea that, you know, you can be outside in a tent with four walls and a cover enjoying your dining experience, but God forbid you go inside the building,
right,
even spaced out where there's a full HVAC system and filters and things like that, we can't have that. We have to put people in their parking lots in a tent.
This is an assault on entrepreneurship, and we need to stand against this. What are you seeing in your business? There's always opportunity. Even I remember back in March when the market was really tanking. Of course, now it's at all-time highs. There is always opportunity, and we have to be disciplined to take a look at that, correct?
Absolutely, and there is opportunity. And being an entrepreneur still means you have more choices than working for somebody else. And it really comes down to choices and choices in the people and the products that you want to serve and the items that you want to produce and hiring people and supporting their families and feeling like you're giving back in so many different ways. And that's really what entrepreneurs do. They give back. Successful entrepreneurs create products and services that other people value because it makes their lives better.
And that is the beauty of the American idea. And that is something that you're in the business of. If people are interested in buying or selling their business, how can people reach you?
They can call me at 844-SELL-BIZ, B-I-Z, 844-SELL-BIZ, or find all of my contact information on your website.
Absolutely. We have a jam-packed show planned for you today. Chris Cantwell, it's great to have you in studio to co-host. And our quote for today is from Leonard Reed. And he was born in 1898. He died in 1983. He was the founder of the Foundation for Economic Education, which is one of the first modern libertarian institutions in the United States. He wrote 29 books and numerous essays, including the well-known iPencil. I'd recommend that people read that, because that really explains capitalism. But this is what he said. There is no moral distinction between petty thievery and the Marxist mantra of from each according to ability to each according to need.
And that's exactly it. And that's what force is. Force is taking wealth, and wealth is not just money. Wealth is a state of mind. It's a being. It's what you produce. It's taking your wealth through force and giving it to somebody else for some sort of quote-unquote moral cause.
And who decides? Who decides?
That's
the bureaucrats and politicians.
People in power.
Chris Cantwell, let's jump over to Andy McKean. And he is the founder of Liberty Lives Forever and has programs of getting constitutions to kids so that they can read it. I would recommend that everybody read the Constitution over this Christmas break. But today is Bill of Rights Day, which never have I in my lifetime realized how important the Bill of Rights is. Andy McKean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Bill of Rights Day.
Bill of Rights Day. The founders, they went back and forth on whether or not they really needed the Bill of Rights, because when they put the Constitution in place, they said that any of the rights that were not within the Constitution, then government couldn't have those. But yet many of the states, in order to ratify the Constitution, said we need to have a Bill of Rights. And Andy, I find this so amazing that James Madison assured states that they would have the Bill of Rights if they ratified, and he kept his word. I find that absolutely amazing. And so I would say he wasn't a politician. He was really a founding father, a leader, Andy.
Well, I have a quote from Madison. It's funny you mentioned him, and you're just talking about entrepreneurship. Power lodged as it is in human hands will ever be liable to abuse. Power lodged as it is in human hands must ever be liable to abuse. And that's really the key of our freedoms, you know, not abusing the power of government and getting too much power to government where they control our lives. And that's why one of the reasons I think we have the Bill of Rights, and so important, to preserve our freedom of religion, to practice any religion or none if we don't want to, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to peaceably assemble, to petition our government, which is what I'm hoping that people will do after they read the Bill of Rights, is to email their U.S. representative, email their U.S. senators, email their governor, Governor Polis. They can do this through their websites. You just go to their website, and you can email any elected official you want and share with them what you learned about the Bill of Rights, or the importance of the Bill of Rights, and why they need to do whatever they can to prevent the government and the power to abuse or take away our rights, which is really what, to me, Bill of Rights Day stands for.
And it is very important. Andy, explain, the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. And why did the founders, why at that time did they find that this was so important?
Well, they had gone through the British and no taxation without representation. They had had, you know, quartering of soldiers in people's houses. You know, the British just ignored the Americans' colonists' rights. And
seems like there's a little bit of that going around right now, Andy.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's so important at this time that everyone sit down and read and discuss and go over the contents of the Bill of Rights with their family. Christmas is coming up, the holidays. You know, we have next couple of weeks is an ideal time to sit and, you know, just Google Bill of Rights. It'll come up on your screen. You can print it out. Go over it with your family, your son, your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, neighbors. And then the key thing, I think, is to email your elected official. Like if it's mm-hmm. It's get.house.gov, it's nagoose.house.gov, it's crow.house.gov, perlmutter.house.gov. That's our representatives. The senators is like bennett.senate.gov, Gardner still the senator.gov, Gardner.senate.gov, and the governor is just colorado.gov/governor. And when you get to their website, there's a contact me button. You click it on, fill out the form, and email it to the elected representatives. Imagine if we have hundreds or thousands of tens of thousands of people reading the Bill of Rights and then emailing their elected officials. You know, they all swear allegiance to the U.S. Constitution as part of their swearing in, but they need to preserve, protect, and defend it. And obviously the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, are key component of our Constitution. There's 27 amendments. I recommend people to read the others as well. Obviously, we just had the Electoral College vote yesterday, and we've had, what's going on in our country. So we really need to be educated and then do what it takes to preserve, protect, and defend it. Hopefully not by violence, but by speaking out and participating and maybe peaceful demonstrating, whatever it is. I don't like the non-peaceful demonstrations we've seen, the rioting and destruction of property. Like he was just talking about entrepreneurship. You spend your life building up a business and then you have it destroyed. That's not the American way, in my view.
That is not the American way, Andy McKean. And I really appreciate what you have done. This is really your passion of your life, for people to understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How can people get more information about Liberty Lives Forever?
Yeah, they can. I have a list of all the superintendents of schools in Colorado that I got from the Colorado Department of Education. So if anyone wants to contact their superintendent or their school and ask, because schools are out this Friday, so they have my idea is to have teachers assign their students to go home and read and discuss the Bill of Rights during the holidays, and when they get back from the holidays, to email their teacher what they learned. So they can go to Liberty Lives Forever is our website, libertylivesforever.org. And they can email me, andy@libertylivesforever.org, A-N-D-Y. And I'd be happy to share the list of superintendents. You don't have to call the superintendent, but they're the main person in the school districts.
Right.
This is not just in Colorado. This is nationwide.
And that is so excellent, Andy. And the other thing, as he was talking about this, is also email your local government officials and your county commissioners as well. Andy McKean,
sure.
I so appreciate all the work that you're doing. Again, that's libertylivesforever.org.
I appreciate, Kim, all that you do. You're a real patriot and a lover of this country. And I think we all love the country. It's just knowing what it stands for.
That's for sure. Read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Andy, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
All right, thank you very much, Kim. Have a great day.
You bet. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, we need to be supporting these restaurants and these businesses. As Chris Cantwell, who's in studio with me, said, it is really difficult for these restaurants, these businesses, the people that are employed there. They're all trying to figure it out. One of my great partners is Hooters Restaurants. They have 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. It's a little chilly to be out on these patios right now, unless you want to pretend that you've been skiing all day and you have your ski gear on and you can sit by the fireplace. But if you want to stay warm, they have all kinds of to-go specials. So go to HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Patty Kergan, our researcher, has some good news. After yesterday, I just felt burdened with what was happening with our country. But Patty has some new news, so stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Merry Christmas. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. Ultimately, socialism comes down to force because the ideas can't, they don't have merit in the battle of ideas. We are seeing force everywhere right now. After yesterday's show, Rob Nadelson, constitutional expert, said it's over. The Electoral College was going to meet yesterday, and it's over. I talked to Patty Kurgan, our researcher, yesterday afternoon, and she said maybe not so fast. And the other piece of news that I find so interesting is Bill Barr resigned. And I'm pretty sure that it's because he was listening to our show yesterday when Cheryl Atkinson shared that she had on good authority that he actually had called the Associated Press to make that statement regarding he didn't really see fraud that was going on with this election. And he resigned yesterday. Patty Kurgan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
I know that you are trying to take about 5 hours of stuff and put it in 5 minutes. What should our listeners know?
Well, first of all, I just want to reiterate that this is what we're doing. This is all about the integrity of the election and the presidential office. We are looking for the truth. And right now, the only place that we can find information on a consistent basis is places like Cheryl Atkinson, Sarah Carter, or the Epoch Times. And I strongly encourage all listeners to go to the Epoch Times. They have videos, they have reports. And the information I'm relaying today all comes from the information that they do have up on their website and the other places that I just mentioned. So yesterday, Republican electors in four states said that they would cast their procedural votes for President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, the latest update contesting the results of the 2020 election. These electors include Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and they all said that they voted for Trump. It comes as their state's formerly appointed Democrat electors who voted for Democrat Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. And why they did this is explained by one of the people in Pennsylvania. We took this procedural vote to preserve any legal claims that may be preserved going forward. Interesting enough, this is a side note, the Democrats made the same move in Hawaii in 1960 for JFK after the state's governor certified Nixon as a winner. Congress ultimately counted the Democrat electors. So that was interesting that I found out last night.
Okay.
So a lot of what happened yesterday was centered around a forensic audit of Dominion voting system machines and software in Michigan showed that they were designed to create fraud and influence election results. The person that wrote out the report, his name is Russell Ramslin, and he's co-founder of the Allied Security Operations Group. I encourage your listeners to go to DuckDuckGo and look up Allied Security Operations Group to get the full report. It is astounding what's written in there.
Okay, again, and DuckDuckGo is a search engine that they don't track you. So we're recommending you might consider that instead of Google. But again, what was the name of that, Patty?
Allied Security Operations Group.
Okay.
They are the ones that wrote up this report.
Okay.
Ramslin said that the tabulation log for the forensic examination of the server for the county showed 15,676 individual events. Of those, some 68% were recorded errors. That's astounding, 68%. I'm not going to go into detail because I know we're short on time. I just have a couple other points. Arizona Judiciary Chairman announced the authorization for a full forensic audit on Dominion machines and software. So they will now be conducting what they did in Michigan. The Georgia Secretary of State's office announced that an audit of voter signatures on absentee ballot envelopes will be conducted in Cobb County. It's about time. little on the late side, I think. Cheryl Atkinson reported that Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the coronavirus is not a reason for voters to be exempt from proving identity.
You think?
Okay. I know. It's just amazing. And as a side note, again, in Michigan, the Republican electors that went to that are in Michigan, they were blocked on Monday from assessing the state capitol in Lansing. They were only people with appointments or those taking part in electoral college process were able to enter the building because it was ordered closed by legislators due to credible threats of violence. And these electors, they were brave because they were actually faced by the state patrol. Last night, Biden did an acceptance speech after the 270-plus electors were given to him, and he stated, quote, the elections were honest and fair. Final note is Dominion president, the CEO, is to testify today in Michigan, and this will be his first post-election appearance. So still a lot of things going on.
Okay. Now, Patty, you mentioned the states yesterday when we were talking, when I was driving up to Fort Collins. You said that I thought I understood the six contested states plus New Mexico did go ahead and seat Republican electors as well. And was that correct? Did I hear you correctly yesterday?
And that's what I was reading in one report. I couldn't confirm a second for New Mexico, so I left them out.
Okay, got it. Good for you. We are
but
always.
There is some action. There is some action going in New Mexico today. The legislators are going to look over some information. So I'm not sure if they did or did not. I didn't get a confirmation.
Okay, but otherwise, the six contested states are all seated Republican electors, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Patty Kergan, great work on this. Thank you so much. She's a researcher. She's also a contributing author to Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Radical Left Turn and a Warning to America. Patty Kergan, thank you so much, and we will continue to keep people updated on this.
Okay, thank you, Kim.
Chris Cantwell, Trans World Business Advisors, what do you think about that?
Wow, that's a lot to unpack there.
It is. It took me a while. I was headed up to Fort Collins last night, and Patty and I always do debriefing calls, and Steve and I do every morning. And it is. It's a lot to come at us, but I took some real hope in that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I try not to get hung up on conspiracies and a lot of conspiracy thinking, but there are a lot of things in the last few weeks that sure make you look cause you to be very, very curious.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's true.
Good point.
Okay, let's talk about entrepreneurship. It is a crazy time. It's unsettling. And sometimes when things are unsettling, people freeze. They don't take any action. But at Transworld Business Advisors, you guys never stopped during all of this lockdown. You continued to plant seeds, help people. You've got a whole team of professionals. If somebody is interested in buying or selling a business, you never stopped. And those seeds that you guys and gals planted at Transworld Business Advisors, it seems that they're growing.
Yeah, I tell you what, we just had kind of a reflection meeting last year and a planning meeting for 2020 last week.
Or 2021.
For 2021, yeah. Is this year not over yet? I tell you what, it's been an incredible year. You know, we looked back to the beginning of the year, and quarter one was kind of on track to you know, set a normal pace. Last year, we closed 80 deals, 80 businesses sold through
our
hands. In 2019.
Okay.
And beginning of the year, quarter one, we were kind of on pace for that. Quarter two, everything stopped. We had the first week of April, 90% of our deals under contract died.
Oh my God!
We lost 90% of all of our deals because everybody hit the pause button and said, "Whoa, I can't buy this business." Mm-hmm. Some were restaurants that were forced to close, so a lot of our activity stopped. But we kept working. We've got a team of I think 17 business brokers and three commercial real estate agents that all work under our umbrella, and we didn't stop working. We've still got clients out there. We had people that needed to sell for several reasons. We had people interested in their own destiny and wanted to be entrepreneurs and wanted to buy. And as quarter three, rolled into quarter three, things really picked up, and it got the busiest quarter we've ever had. Rolling into quarter four, same thing. We are going to close before the end of the year 90 deals, 10 more deals than we did in 2019. And quarter two was virtually, gosh, I don't know, we closed maybe 6 or 8 deals in quarter two.
Chris, the point is that we as Americans never give up. And Transworld Business Advisors, in fact, I have something that I was going through some papers through the Denver Business Journal. Transworld Business Advisors, there's a beautiful picture of you and your team there. I got to find that and get that to you. But you guys received an award. I think that was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've received several awards over several years. I mean, we're the largest business brokerage company in the state. We, of all the deals that have been taken to market, we've closed 47% of all deals that have gone onto the market. I think our largest competitor, one of our brokers was mentioning they're friends with somebody in a competitor of ours, and a good competitor. They're very respectful people. They closed 12 deals this year. They kind of, they sheltered in place and laid low and until the sun came out, and we didn't. And that's the difference between, our very respectful second largest competitor.
Oh, that is great. So if people are interested in getting more information, they can go to my website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You've got a great landing page there. What's your phone number?
844-SELL-BIZ, B-I-Z, 844-SELL-BIZ.
It's great to have you here. And I'm an entrepreneur as well. And because of our partnership, it brings our voices to the airwaves. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And another partner of mine is Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Jason McBride, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you too, Kim.
And and you're of the same mindset as Chris Cantwell and myself, and that is continue to plant those seeds and to not give up. And we were mentioning that I think that a lot of people are just kind of frozen and are wanting to see what happens, but there's opportunity between now and the end of the year to do some things to keep more of your money in your pocket, Jason McBride.
Well, there certainly potentially could be, Kim. We've talked a lot about Roth IRAs, and the reason we're talking so much about them is because if you convert your money from a traditional IRA to a Roth, the tax you pay is at whatever the current tax rates are. So we're talking about doing it this year because we know the tax rates are still low. You don't have to convert your whole account. You can convert part of it or any amount you would like in both cases. Now, Kim, we've been talking about all positive things about the Roth, since we started this, but one thing that did change recently that is, something to be a little bit careful with is that there's no longer the ability to recharacterize if you convert your IRA to Roth and then later decide, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. It used to be that you could undo the conversion. Now, once you've done that conversion, you've bought into it. It's like a marriage with no possibility of divorce. Now, I don't think that was a good idea because there's people that convert that legitimately have something happen where now it's going to be a tremendous burden to pay the taxes, and maybe it was no fault of their own, had nothing to do with the Roth conversion, but they did change those rules. So it's just something that you think a little bit harder about maybe than you did before because you can't back out of it like you used to be able to.
And if you have an IRA, a regular IRA, and you want to convert to a Roth, you don't have to do all of the IRA, do you?
No, you can just do part of it. You can do any amount you choose. So one thing I've been trying to target is that the 12% tax bracket, Kim, for a married couple goes up to about $80,000 of taxable income. After that, it jumps to 22%. But, boy, if there's a way to soak up all the way to the top of that 12% bracket and take advantage of it while we have it, that's one of the things I look at. If somebody's maybe going to be at 65 of taxable income. Maybe we convert about 15,000 from higher rate of Roth and just make sure we try to stay within the confines of that 12% bracket, because that's pretty cheap.
You got it. And so, my friends, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. And sit down with Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, do a discovery session. We've got just a few weeks left in December. Tax rates are low. Give him a call at 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Jen Hewlin and then Bob Boswell. He is the CEO of Laramie Energy. We want to find out what's going on in the energy markets. And underneath the radar, something that we, the people of Colorado, voted on, regulators, and we said, no, we don't want that. Regulators actually have come in and I think ignored our voices. And we need to talk to Bob Boswell about that. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, KimMunson.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our podcasts and our op-eds. And be sure and email me at kimandkimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is Jen Hewlin. She is the owner of Water's Edge Winery. She is a entrepreneur. She is a partner of The Kim Munson Show. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Steve. Good morning. Thank you for the invite this morning. Good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk with you, Jen. It is Christmas season, holiday season, and you are a great place for people to get a very special gift for somebody that they care about.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of wonderful gift ideas, and although this Christmas is going to look a little different than the previous ones, shopping locally and getting stuff that is meaningful, like a personalized bottle of wine, maybe is a better way to go than just a pack of socks from Walmart this year.
You think?
So we do, and I've been doing quite a few this holiday season, personalized bottles of wine. You can put your favorite pet on the front of a bottle. You can pick the bottle. We've got all different kind of options for you. You can come in and taste. My tasting room is open for pickup and delivery. Come in and warm up. We are seating out on the patio as well right now. And I just installed a second tent, so I have two fire kits, two tents out there, and heat ramps, lap blankets. It's very cozy, and we promise to keep you warm and fed and happy.
It's like a après-ski, right?
Exactly. It's not unlike that, yeah.
Okay, Jen, what are your hours?
Colorado. Oh, I was just saying, it's a good thing the good people of Colorado are hardy people. We're not scared about being outdoors in the winter. So
that's for sure. Jen, I know that you've adjusted your hours just a bit. What are they right now?
So right now we are limiting our hours. We're doing 3 until 9 during the week. So basically when you're getting off of work, you need to come by and grab a bottle or have a happy hour with us. 3 to 9 Tuesday through Friday. My apologies. Saturday from 11 until 9, and then Sunday from 12 until 7. We are closed on Mondays.
Okay. So Water's Edge Winery, a great place to do your Christmas shopping. What's the turnaround time if somebody wanted to get a label made with their favorite pet or favorite decal or whatever?
So because we're not so busy with the restaurant piece of the business right now, I could probably knock out a label for you as long as I am there within an hour, even less, if you just swing in. If I'm just hanging out and I don't have anything else I'm working on, I can usually get a label done in about 10 minutes. We work together to collaborate. I'll show you my design, and when you're ready to go, you work with the waitress up at the bar, pick out the wine that you're interested in having it go on, and usually we can have you out the door pretty quickly. So, and then you can always grab some take-and-bake flatbreads or pizzas to go with you, or grab a charcuterie to enjoy a to-go glass of wine.
Very nice, and I love your pizza and your flatbreads. Jen Hewlin, how can people get more information?
You can reach us on our Facebook page. We're WEW Denver, Water's Edge Winery Denver. We are also wewdenver.com. That's our website. A lot of information there. Instagram, all kinds of social media, or just swing in and say hi. We're there all the time, bottling more wine. The vintner is making wine. So I'm even there. If you see my car, my red truck out front, you can always swing by and say hi. I'll be there.
I know you're working hard. You are a true entrepreneur, Jen Hewlin. Thank you so much, and thank you for your partnership with The Kim Munson Show.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate you.
And so appreciate my partners that bring this show to you. Chris Cantwell with Trans World Business Advisors is in studio. And this is also our health and hydrocarbon show, Chris, because reliable, efficient, affordable, and responsible energy, you know that helps. That helps fuel entrepreneurship.
It does. And the more resources we have, the cheaper things get. And again, it goes back to the consumer, right? You know, we're gonna take away all these resources that are out there and take away energy, and we're gonna force people to use this kind of energy. It just raises the cost for everyone. And again, at the end of the day, it makes it harder on businesses. But it's the paying consumer that ultimately pays the fee.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that, Chris.
They don't. And these are the ones that vote that way, that say, oh, yeah, well, you know, if you own a business, you're rich and you're greedy. So it's okay. We'll let those expenses, you can pay those expenses out of your profits. But they don't, because profit margins are very, very small for small businesses. And at the end of the day, they got to raise prices.
Well, and what we're seeing happen with our restaurants and our taverns and our bars is serious. But an industry that has really been under assault has been our oil and gas industry, particularly here in Colorado. And it is amazing that America has become energy independent, yet we are seeing politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties trying to make us no longer be energy efficient. And a lot of that's happening here in Colorado. I'm thrilled to have on this line with me another one of my great partners, and that is Laramie Energy, and it's Bob Boswell. He's the CEO of Laramie Energy. Bob, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Thank you.
Bob, I think we are finding in 2020 that we have taken so many things for granted. And one of those things is reliable, efficient, affordable, and responsible energy. And that helps us live thriving, prosperous, healthy lives. And I think people have taken that for granted, Bob.
Well, I think so. And I think there's been a lot of misinformation put out there, some with people who have probably good intentions that don't understand energy physics or energy density, or the value of what fossil fuels provide to the world. Some 80% of the world is fueled by fossil fuels. You know, and we have this notion of the climate change, which President Trump rejected. We understand the new administration is going to put us in that. And you have to understand that we're the ones who have lowered our carbon emissions by 14% in the last decade, while India and China in combination have over 280 coal plants planned. And they aren't complying with the climate change. The U.S. would probably be one of the few countries that actually complies with it. What that means, we'll be underwriting by participation other countries, and that's not putting America first.
Well, and here in Colorado, from public policy, We are closing down our clean coal plants. But as you mentioned, we are China and India and these other countries have these coal plants. People are hungry for affordable and reliable energy. And you mentioned something, Bob, that I'd like to have you explain, and that is energy density. A lot of people don't understand what that is. I'm not sure I totally do, but I have a feeling that's pretty important. What is that exactly, Bob?
Well, I think it relates to the transportation of fuels and the reliability of it. And the BTU content per molecule or measurement of the energy source, such as natural gas, oil, and coal. Coal is one of our primary sources of energy. With new technologies, the U.S. can be responsive to reducing the emissions associated with coal and has done so. Yet we are closing down some of these coal plants in favor of renewables. And what most people don't understand is renewables are a supplement. They're not a replacement. They're not reliable. They only operate at some 30% of the time. They have to be backed up by fossil fuels. For example, a wind farm or a solar farm that only operates 30% of the time must be backed up by a single-cycle natural gas turbine. These would probably have to run about 70% of the time. They have to start up fast. Well, that same energy source of the renewables could be replaced by a combined cycle power plant fueled by natural gas and have significantly less carbon footprint than one that has to be backed up by single cycle. So, and you know, the other thing is the cost. They talk about the cost of renewables being competitive with fossil fuels. Well, what most people don't understand that these plants have to be backed up by fossil fuels. So you've got not only the cost of the renewables, which is underwritten by incentives, but that has to be backed up. So you've got two costs in there, not only the renewable cost of the plants, but also the backup. So it would be much more energy efficient and economical to have a single plant. You know, a solar farm and wind farm covering 3,000 acres can be replaced by a 15-acre combined cycle power plant. And so there's an effect on the landscapes of the country as well with these renewables. Renewables are part of the equation, but they're a supplement. They're not a replacement. Most people need to understand that.
Well, and Bob, I think people have taken for granted, again, our affordable and reliable and responsible energy here. And people in third world countries, hydrocarbons have helped them. They are hungry for what hydrocarbons can do. It makes them healthier because they can then have cleaner water. And it actually empowers women when you have affordable and efficient, reliable and responsible energy in third world countries. Because in third world countries, women spend a tremendous amount of time gathering fuel as well as hauling water. And when you bring in hydrocarbons, that frees them up to actually do other things that helps their families and make their lives better, Bob.
Well, over a billion people on the earth don't even have electricity. And what we found is that low-cost, affordable, reliable energy prolongs the lifespans of people and increases their quality of life. And, you know, we've seen it in also in famine. Famine deaths have been reduced by over 95% in the last two decades. And this is just due to the fact that, as you said, we can replace some of the water hauling by hand with it powered by pumps and with access to aquifers. So it makes a big difference to have the luxury of electricity.
Bob Boswell with Laramie Energy. This is our Health and Hydrocarbon Show, and we do appreciate your partnership as well. We're going to go to break. I'd like to ask you what is happening with the energy markets. And then from what I understand, the issue that the people of Colorado defeated at the ballot box, we're seeing a close cousin of it being pushed through by regulators and politicians. And it is important that you, the listeners, understand that. So this is Kim Munson. I'm talking with Bob Boswell CEO of Laramie Energy. Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors is in studio. Before we go to break, another great part of mine is Castlegate Knife and Tool, located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They are a family-owned business, and it is a great place to do your Christmas shopping. If you have that hard-to-shop-for guy, a sportsman or a collector, they have a wide array of knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world, as well as they got this really cool line of watches. So go to Castlegate.com for more information. That's Castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Bob Boswell.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. This is our Health and Hydrocarbon Show. My friends, we've taken for granted reliable, efficient, affordable, and responsible energy. And this industry has been under assault through rules and regulations here in Colorado. And that's why we're talking with Bob Boswell, who is the CEO of Laramie Energy. I know Chris Cantwell, Transworld Business Advisors, you had a comment about Bob's thoughts on that last segment.
So I think, Kim, what you and Bob are telling me is that airplanes and trucks aren't going to be able to fly on pixie dust?
Is Bob Boswell, any comment on pixie dust?
Well, I think some people think that's possible, but so far no technology has been identified that would replace the fossil fuels that supply our transportation sectors.
Well, what is happening in the energy markets right now? It looks like Biden-Harris administration will continue this assault on reliable, efficient, and affordable and responsible energy. What's happening in the energy markets, Bob?
Well, I think right now you see there's a very strong push, what we call ESG, environmental safety and governance. And those are good elements that we have to deal with. But what we've seen in Colorado and in California is a model of what could come for the United States. In Colorado, I would call it a death by a thousand cuts. You've seen what they've done thus far on the regulations, which has added about $200 million in costs to the energy industry in Colorado. But more importantly, from a capital market standpoint, they look at Colorado as being negative towards the energy industry. They look at these regulations as being punitive, many unnecessary. So the capital markets are generally valuing oil and gas public companies much lower than they are the industry as a whole, which is unfortunate. I think the other thing you're seeing that the capital markets are saying, well, they want a return of capital. So there's more discipline towards the development of fuels and oil and gas. And that, compounded with the issues associated with Colorado, has made the access to capital very tight.
And how this affects everyday people out there is, I think some people say, oh, well, it's just big capital, you know, that it doesn't really matter. But what happens then is investors will not invest in a state like Colorado when you start to see these draconian rules and regulations. And really, it is a policy that is pushing, again, health or our healthy hydrocarbons out of the state of Colorado. But then what happens is that tax revenue goes with it. And so all of these programs that these politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties want, and they want them to be paid for,
that revenue is gone. And who will have to pay that? It is the everyday hardworking people that didn't realize that these policies were going to push a very important industry really kind of out of Colorado, Bob.
Well, I think you want to look at California if you want a model of what Colorado is going to look like in a very few years. In California, for example, their electrical costs are 55% higher than the rest of the nation. They have some 26 or 27% from renewables, yet they import about 29% of their electricity from Utah from coal-fired. So, and they have rolling brownouts. So that's what Colorado can look like in a few years if we don't have more balance in our Congresses and our governments in Colorado. We'll be higher energy costs, probably rolling brownouts, and less and higher costs for the consumer.
And that really makes it difficult for entrepreneurs. Under the radar, and we had Chelsea Miera on, and she's with the Western Slope. I think it's the Oil and Gas Association. And Patty, our researcher, had found this, and you kind of had to be looking for it. But it was at the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission that was putting in some new rules regarding setbacks that I felt that did through rules and regulations what the people of Colorado voted against in the 2000 election. Am I reading that correctly, Bob?
Yes, you're reading that correctly. In the last prior election, we voted out what the setback rules were. And there were a number of reasons why they weren't advisable, most of which would potentially kill oil and gas development in the state. And now the legislation, since there's not a balance, the House and the Senate and the governor are all Democrats, and they are Boulderites for the most part. They put in a legislatively what they call the Series 1200 rulings, regulations, which reinstitute setbacks at 2,000 feet. They are saying that these new rules, they have soft rules and hard rules as to what would be allowed. There's some county and community discretion in what would be allowed, some landholder. But by and large, I think the consensus is that these are all going to be hard. It's going to affect 73% of the lands out in the Piceance Basin, which is our largest gas-producing basin. But more importantly is what the effects of this type of legislation will do to the state. If the Common Sense Institute, which is a nonprofit that analyzes various policies and the effects on the economy of Colorado, recently completed a study and said that if the 1200 series had been implemented in 2017, that we would have lost over 22,000 Colorado jobs, mineral rights from the Denver and Julesburg and Piceance Basins would have cost $600 million in royalties to mineral owners. The GDP would have been $2 billion to $2.7 billion below the 2019 value. And state and government revenues would have been $180 million less. you know, this will have a dramatic effect. And, you know, what they one of the things they're talking about doing now is taking away the ad valorem tax credit against severance tax, which would effectively double the taxes of in the state of Colorado on oil and gas production, which would be another economic death knell for the industry. It would increase the taxes to the industry by some $300 million, almost doubling. But this is a, you know, an administration that probably has good intentions, but it's following more of the political ideology and not the facts without consideration of the economic impacts to the state.
Well, and ultimately what that happens to everyday people, as people leave the state, you could start to see property values go down. You will see that everyday people will have to make up that tax revenue. And then you mentioned rolling blackouts. I have to brownouts. I actually like it when I sit in a warm place in the winter and a cool place in the summer, and I like it when my lights come on. And I think people need to realize that this is very serious. Bob Boswell, CEO of Laramie Energy, what is your final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I think our listeners need to listen to the facts and the science and not to the political rhetoric. You know, you saw in the wolves issue that we approved reintroduction of wolves despite the Colorado Department of Wildlife on four different occasions advising against it. Well, this is the same thing that's happening in the energy sector, is that despite the science, despite the facts that are often presented at the COGCC hearings that don't generally get fully vetted and understood by the communities, these policymakers are have a more of a political orientation than they do a good public policy. So people, it's important that people vote and that they elect representatives that can create a balance in our government so that we have good policies based on sound science and good and make good decisions.
And that we vote in people that represent the people instead of a political ideology. Bob Boswell, CEO of Laramie Energy, thank you so much for your partnership, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kim. Take care.
Thank you. And Chris Cantwell, Transworld Business Advisors, thanks so much for being in studio, and also appreciate your partnership.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure being here, and love supporting the right causes.
Our quote for today is Leonard Reed, and I thought this was very appropriate with the fact that Bob was on the line today. He said, politicians, bureaucrats, editors, news commentators, economists, teachers, and other word artists who denounce private enterprise and praise socialism are their own worst enemies. These attackers are unwittingly destroying the sources of their own livelihood. They kill the geese that lay the golden eggs, and they don't even know it. My friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Twisting, turning further from my home.